Cord cutting. Start by getting comfortable, taking a few conscious breaths. When you're ready, you can bring to mind the person you want to cut a cord with. First thing you're going to do is you're going to visualize, where is the cord in between you? If you can't see it, that's okay. There might be a knowing and there might be a guess. Your best guess is perfect here. So a cord is an exchange of information in between two people. We have a lot of cords with a lot of people. And sometimes they become coated with dynamics that aren't serving us well anymore. So seeing where the cord is attached to you and where it's attached to them can give us a bit of an indication of what is the energy exchange that is happening through this cord. Next, you're going to check how big is this cord. Is it a thin thread or is it a big, lively thing? The bigger it is, the more of an exchange of energy, the more all-consuming this can be. So for now, you're just looking. Just nothing to do. An awareness practice. The third thing you're going to look is what kind of material is it made out of? So again, if you can't see it clearly, that is totally okay. There really might be a sort of knowing or a guessing. And your best guess really is perfect. If this were made out of some kind of material, what kind of material would it be? Is it a sort of cord, or is it more alive, or is it made out of metal? All of this gives a bit of information around what kind of exchange of information is there. Now, there are exchanges that are mutually beneficial. Many of them are. And when we cut a cord, what we're doing is refreshing the dynamic. So it might grow back. It might grow back different. It might keep certain parts and not some other parts. What we're doing here is getting the more information we can so that with the most power in us, with the most of us aligned behind it, we'll cut what no longer serves us, but also keep what does. So you don't have to worry about getting rid of things that do serve you. It's possible that you notice multiple cords. If that happens, we'll work with one at a time. So now that you see where it's going, what kind of material it's made out of, how big it is, or at least two out of these three, the next thing you're going to think of is what kind of instrument do you need to cut this cord? So that might be simple scissors, or you might need some bigger shears. You might need a chainsaw. You might need beautiful, dainty, golden scissors. You might need a knife. Whatever comes to mind is what you need to trust. If any of the things I said resonate, that's perfect too. So once you have your instrument, you're going to decide if you want to cut it once clean in the middle, or one time close to them and one time close to you. Now that you've made all of those decisions, There's one more. You can decide if you want to do the cutting or do you want to invite a spiritual helper to do so for you. So it's best to do it yourself or to have a spiritual helper that is there to help you to do this and not ask the other person. If you're concerned about doing this against their wishes, just know that you are both equal participants in this relationship and you get to decide how you show up in the relationship. And a cord cutting is exactly that. It's a decision on how you are willing to show up in a relationship. You don't need their explicit permission. So when you're ready, you can do it. Make the cut or cuts, or have your spiritual helper make the cut or cuts. You can let the cord sort of fall to the ground. And now we're going to unplug the cord from your energy system. So that might be really easy. It might have fallen off already. Or it might have some tendrils or some roots. So you have to gently pull it out or have your spiritual helper pull it out. If you did the other part yourself and you want to have the spiritual helper do this part, you can. Just let those roots fall to the ground as well. And now there's a space in your energy system where the cord was plugged in before. And we're going to fill that space with a healing energy. And that can be any kind of energy you can imagine. So it might be a sparkling white, clean light. It might be something earthy like wet grass. It might be a poultice of some kind. It might be unicorn kisses. It can really be anything. As long as it resonates, as long as it feels like the right thing for you to put there. So when you've decided what that is, you can bring that energy there. It can also be your hand. And then when you're ready, and if you're not ready, just hit pause on the recording. That's just fine. We're going to do the same on the other side. So you can either yourself or your spiritual helper go unplug the cord on the other side, on the other person's side. And if at any moment you're having difficulty, that's okay. You can just surround that with love, the difficulty. And you can pull it out, let it fall to the ground. And there too, you're going to intuit what kind of healing energy might they need in their energy system right there. It might be the same as yours. It might be something entirely different. Again, it can really be anything you can imagine. Moonlight, dewdrops, a kiss. And once that's done, we're going to tend to the cord now lying on the ground. You can decide how you would like to get rid of it. So that might be burning it. It might be sweeping it off a cliff. It might be throwing it in the ocean or in a river. It might be burying it in the ground. Once you've decided what to do, you do it. And then you can take a moment to thank the person you had this cord with. Wish them well and let them be on their way. If it's someone you never intend to see again, say goodbye. If it's someone you see daily, but now you just shifted the energy, wish them well and say until next time. And then when you're ready, you can come back to your own body and see if there's anything you need. A stretch, extra grounding. Maybe you need just to reconnect to the safety around you, the connection around you. And then finally, coming back to this moment, to the room, and opening your eyes.